But for us here in Denver, we got a title to win before then.
Yes, we do.
And the next step in that journey begins tomorrow night at 5 o'clock on TNT from Ball Arena. And who better to talk Minnesota Timberwolves basketball with better than the voice of the team? It's Alan Horton, and
all
he
right.
is with us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Alan, I'll tell you what, man. It's almost like for the last year, I saw what I saw and I felt what I felt from that Minnesota team. And I said, these two teams will meet again. And for the last year, it's been like a bully from this school. It's going to meet a bully from that school at a common prom. And it's going down. And that fight is going to start tomorrow night, my friend.
Yeah. First off, that was a great intro. I mean, you wouldn't want to talk to Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, Karl Anthony Towns.
Nope.
I feel the love. I mean, I love being higher than those guys. That is fantastic.
Yes.
I kind of feel like these two have been circling each other all year, too. I thought it was inevitability that that they would match up in the postseason. That's if the Wolves wanted to get where they said they wanted to go this year. They wanted to make a deep playoff run, and that means if you're in the West, you're going to have to go through Denver at some point. So I thought this series was inevitable. I think it's a much more intriguing matchup than last year. You know, Anthony Edwards was asked just a couple of minutes ago after practice, hey, the Nuggets said you guys were their toughest test last year. He's like, I don't know about that. They won in five games. And that's, I think that speaks volumes. Like, it might mean something, but really, Denver won four out of five games, and a couple of them weren't close. And so, but I think the Wolves are in a different position this year. Here's why. They're healthy. Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid, didn't play in that series last year. That's two of the Wolves' top seven players. Karl Anthony Towns was coming off the calf injury last year, had about two games warm-up in the play-in before facing the Nuggets in that first-round series. I think the Wolves are a better team than they were last year. That clearly speaks to their 56 wins, their number one-ranked defense. And I think mentally their mindset is different this year. I think a full season of Mike Conley with Rudy Gobert, Kyle Anderson, guys that have gone further than maybe Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns and some of the other players, I think they've got the right mindset. They handled that first-round series against Phoenix, I just thought, so professionally. They were motivated. Yeah. They didn't have any letdowns. They were focused. All the things you need to do to win a postseason series. And now it's going to be really put to the test against the best. And Denver is the best until somebody knocks them off. I just think this is going to be a fantastic series.
Putting the Timberwolves to the test. My question to you is, how much trouble is Minnesota's size going to be for Denver?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the advantages the Wolves have played to all year. A lot of people said, hey, you know, the NBA is going small, and you can't go with multiple bigs. Well, the Wolves said, you know what, forget that. We're gonna go with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, and we're going to re-sign our backup center, Naz Reid, who's become the sixth man of the year. So they have three bigs rotating those two spots, and they've played to their strength. They're long, they're tall, they defend well in the paint. They've got good perimeter defenders, point-of-attack defenders, which you need, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jaden McDaniels. Anthony Edwards is up there. They've got veteran leadership. They've got three-point shooting. They're not a huge volume three-point shooting team, but they shot the three ball, top five in the league this year. They've really got a lot of elements to a really good team. And the question will be is, can they find ways to slow down Jokic, slow down Murray? Michael Porter Jr. having a big first series. I mean, last year he was averaging, what, 13 a game in the postseason? This year he's up at 23.
Yeah.
Trying to become a sort of a big three in Denver. That just makes them more dangerous if you've got multiple guys that can score 20-plus points. So I think it's a fascinating matchup for the Wolves defense against the Denver offense. But I think the Wolves offense can give the Denver defense something to think about. They've been middle of the pack all season as far as offensive rating. But the Wolves have been good in stretches, but not consistently. They've been a good shooting team, but they haven't been a good turnover team. They turn it over too much. They don't crash the offensive glass enough over the course of the regular season. But I just think Anthony Edwards also is at a different level this year than he was last year. And he has just been on his 4 years. His progression has just been pretty remarkable. And now I think the national sports fan, basketball fan, is starting to see what this guy is capable of.
Yeah, and I think collectively, even casual fans are kind of learning and figuring this out. And the voice that you're hearing is Alan Horton. He is the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, you know, I am legitimately hearing from basketball people, and that's different. I'm not talking about producers at ESPN. I'm talking about real basketball people saying Anthony Edwards reminds them at 21 and 22 years old this year of a young Michael Jordan. And it's not to say, like, to bring up a resume, because that's just, foolish, and that's not what people are doing. But they're saying at 22, his stop and start, the way that he makes other professional athletes look like workout cones, if he's got a step, he is on your head. Ask John Collins. Ask Kevin Durant. I mean, and for those comparisons, I don't think it's absurd to say, yeah, you want to know who that guy reminds me of? Young number 23 in Chicago.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And when Kevin Garnett, a former Timberwolf and Hall of Famer, says those kind of things, like, that carries weight, And Ant's game is, he studies this stuff. He studies MJ. He studies Kobe. And so this year he unveiled sort of his turnaround mid-post off glass, which Kobe and Michael would just hit routinely, right? It's just ingrained in our minds of how good those guys were with that shot. Ant will even wear sort of not a headband, but it's like a wristband or something. And he'll put it up on his elbow the way Michael Jordan did, the way he dunked in game four in a two-point game against Phoenix when he beat Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant wanted nothing to do with defending that dunk. He kind of turned himself sideways and kind of threw it back. I mean, that looked like Michael Jordan. It did. And I don't think it's crazy to say that. And I think it's important to say, like you did, that it's a young Michael Jordan. There's still a long way to go, and Ant's going to be his own person and all that. But this guy is driven like those two guys I mentioned. With MJ and Kobe's mentality, he's got that same thing. When he tells Scott Van Pelt and the TNT crew that he just wants to kill who's ever in front of him, I mean, that's his mindset. He wants to beat everybody. He's as competitive as they get. He was famous when he first came in as a rookie, doing a little sit down, and he said, our television partner, Bally Sports North, they said, what are your other favorite sports? He's like, I'll play them all. I'll play anything. I'll do anything you need me to do. And he's just like, I'll be the best at it. He's that driven. And I think that's the only way you make the jumps he's made in his 4 years. And not only has he made those jumps, but the team has come along with him. And that's important because it's he wants his team to win. He is quick to bypass praise of himself whenever he's asked about being the face of the league or a young star. He's just like, I haven't done anything. My team and I need to get to a position where then we can compete for titles, and then maybe we can talk about that kind of thing. He's quick to mention his teammates all the time. He's like, we're not here without Carl Anthony Towns. We're not here without Rudy Gobert, and so on and so forth. So he's just got an incredible mindset, along with a casual fan should fall in love with him because of the type of game he's got too. It's a very athletic game. It's a very physical type game. I mean, he's just, since he came into the league, he's looked like a middle linebacker playing guard in the NBA. He's just been chiseled. He's got this great frame. He's got this great shot. He takes big shots. He lives for the moment. And of course, he's got that personality and charisma that shines through in all his post-game interviews and all the stuff he says off the floor. So he's really got the whole package.
Alan, here's where the pushback comes, all right? Here's where the pushback comes, because I agree with almost every single thing that you said there. But, and we're talking with Alan Horton, voice of the Timberwolves. Alan, I know NBA history, and the history of this league says the best player on a championship team is not 22 years old. It had to come later for Michael. Kobe, mm-hmm. Kobe won a championship at 22 years old, but he had prime finals MVP Shaquille O'Neal. And that's my one reservation, because in the games that Denver has won this year against Minnesota, I know it happened once, and it might have happened twice, where Anthony Edwards in the fourth quarter finished with 0 points. The guy's a great player. I think he's a future potential face of the league. I think I agree with you. Every casual fan should love him. But the history of this league says, to get to a championship, you have to accumulate scars. And I know he's got some. I don't know if he has enough at 22 years old to knock off Nikola Jokic and the defending champs. Your response to that?
It's a fair point. I mean, history does say that. And, I think his response to that would be, well, that might be the case, but that's not going to change our approach or the mentality that he still wants to dominate and kill whoever's in front of him in a basketball sense. And so, I think that, so you mentioned the fourth quarters. This is going to be a crucial part of this. If there are close games down the stretch, there's no doubt Denver has this advantage. I mean, they've been the number one clutch time team in the last five seasons. I mean, it's just been And that all stems from Jokic and Murray and their 8 years playing together, the chemistry they've got, the execution down the stretch offensively, and they make enough plays defensively. And the Wolves have been a top-10 clutch time team, but they haven't been solid. Their number one-ranked defense hasn't translated to clutch time. They're like 20th or below. Their offense has struggled at times in clutch time. And it's going to be up to Anthony Edwards to make sure he's poised and ready for those fourth quarters. Especially the Wolves got in here on Thursday night. They wanted to try to give themselves as much time as possible to kind of acclimate, which, you know, you always talk about in the regular season. But I think for the postseason, it's even more important because guys like Anthony Edwards are only going to be coming off the floor for maybe, 4 to 6 minutes the entire game. Guys are going to be playing a ton of minutes, and that's where you really, I think, the more you play, the more you start to feel that altitude and the shortness of breath, and maybe you don't have the lift in your legs in the fourth quarter. But I think Ant is primed and ready, and we'll see if he's up to the challenge in the fourth quarter because that, you know, I just get the sense a lot of these games are going to go down to that fourth quarter and who can execute, who can't.
I could not agree more. Alan Horton, voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Alan, I'm going to come find you pregame before game one or game two. This was a fantastic conversation. I'm a huge – we hope the Nuggets win, but we're a fan of what our former president, Tim Connelly, has built there in Minnesota. Yeah. It's got fascinating layers to it. And best of luck calling these games, man. And I will come and find you at the arena.
Yeah, I look forward to it. That's been great. I love having the conversation, guys. I think it's going to be an awesome series. And you're right, there's so many ties with even with Chris Finch and Mike Inouye and David Adelman and Ryan Saunders. And yes. Monte Morris was talking about that after practice, having been here, obviously, for so many years. So it's got great ties and it's got great history and it's got great respect between all those people. They all respect each other, and they're all type A, and they want to beat the heck out of each other. So that, I think that's going to lead to a fun series, however long it lasts.
All right, Alan, appreciate your time, man. Maybe we'll do it again through the series.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Alan Horton, voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was a fascinating conversation. Really good stuff.